Canto 9, Chapter 17. The Dynasties of the Sons of Pururava. The son of Vyasa said, from one son of Pururava named Ayu, there were the powerful sons Nahusha, Kshatravrida, Raji, Rabha, and Anina. O royal ruler, hear now about the dynasty of Kshatravrida. From Kshatravrida's son Sohotra, there were three sons, Kasha, Kusha, and Gritsamada. From Gritsamada, there was Shunaka, and from him Shaunaka appeared, a muni who excelled in the sacred Rig Veda verses. Kashi, the son of Kasha, begot Rashtra, who in his turn fathered Dirgatama. From Dirgatama, there was Danvantari, who was an incarnation of Vasudeva, the enjoyer of sacrifices. He was the founder of Ayurvedic medicine. When one remembers him, all disease can be overcome. From his son Ketuman, a son took birth named Bhimarata, and from him there was Divodasa, whose son Diuman was also known as Pratardana. He was also known by the names Shatrujit, Vatsa, Ridadvaja, and Kuvalayasha. From him there were Alarka and other sons. O king, no one but Alarka ruled the earth for 66,000 years like a young man. From Alarka's loins, Santati was born, from him Sunita was born, his son was Niketana, and Niketana's son was Dharmaketu, who fathered Satyaketu. Drishtaketu thereafter begot Sukumara, who ruled the entire planet. Vityotra was his son, and Bharga, who was born from him, fathered a son named Bhargabhumi, O ruler of men. I have thus described all descendants born in the dynasty of Kashi, who belong to the line of Kshatravrida. From Kshatravrida's brother Rabha, a son was born called Rabasa. From him Gambhira appeared, and Akriya was his son. The descendant who took birth from him was called Brahmavit. Now hear about the descendants of Anina. There was a son called Shuddha, from whom Shuchi was born, who had a son called Chitrakrit, who was also known as Dharma Sarati. From him, Shanta Raja was born, who performed all kinds of Vedic rituals. He was a self-realized soul, and the line ended with him. From Raji, there were 500 sons who were most powerful. Raji, who on the request of the godly souls killed the demons, returned the heavenly kingdom back to Indra, the king of heaven. But Indra, afraid of the enmity of Prahlada and others, gave it back to the demons and clasped Raji's feet in surrender. When their father passed away, the great Indra requested Raji's sons to return the heavenly kingdom. They did not do that and gave him a share of the offerings. The spiritual master, Brihaspati, offered oblations in the fire so that Indra could kill all of Raji's sons who had fallen from the path of righteousness. None of them remained alive. From Kusha, Kshatravrida's grandson, Prati was born. His son called Sanjaya had a son named Jaya, who fathered the son Krita, from whose loins next King Haryabhava was born. From Sahadeva, who was his son, Hina was born. His son Jayasena fathered Sankriti. Sankriti also had a son named Jaya, who was a dutiful Kshatriya and a mighty warrior. These were all the kings in the Ayu dynasty of Kshatravrida. Now hear from me about the descendants of Nahusha.